Time for a monthly MoDOT segment here at 8:33 on Quicks Land this morning. And area engineer Brian Unty joins me right now. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Things slow down now, or are you still getting some work done out there?
We're still busy right now trying to get work done.
Kind of before it gets rotten with the weather.
Yeah.
Speaking of work, as we look ahead to the future, there's this thing called STIP, as you think about the State Transportation Improvement Plan. You can go online, folks can, and learn more, right?
Yeah, we try to keep that out there for the public so they can go out and see what jobs are coming up in their area. Our program covers the next 5 years. The next 2 years are fully programmed, and then we do have room to add more out in years 3, 4, 5. But citizens can go out to our website, www.modot.gov, and click on the programs. And if they see the under there the STIP, which is STIP, they can look at that, and it'll take them to an interactive map. They can zoom in on their area, and it'll show them the projects that are happening, the years that they're going to be, and what the project details are.
How much traffic will they find as far as the Northeast District? Is there much there to look at?
Yeah, there's a lot to look at there over the next few years. We're getting out there and doing more resurfacings, more pavement work, seals, trying to extend the life of our pavements and keep the conditions of our pavements where they're at, or improve the roads out there. And more bridge jobs that are going to be in the district that we're getting out there and either rehabbing some bridges, doing some painting on bridges, or complete replacements to keep the condition of our bridges in good shape.
When we talk about a five-year plan, does that start 2020?
Yeah.
Or is it underway now?
The five-year plan is for 2020. So it's 2020 through 2024 is what they'll see. As I said, 2020, 2021 have quite a few jobs. There's a little bit more room where we can add some jobs that needs come up in the next year or two. And then there's quite a bit of room out in 2022, 23, and 24 where if somebody sees, hey, I don't see my project on there that I want done, it doesn't mean that it's not going to get done in the next few years. It just means that, it's out there probably for 23 or 24. And if they got questions about specific concerns or needs, they can call in or send a concern in to our we have a 1-888-ASK-MODOT number, or I believe on that website they can provide feedback on the STIP that they what they feel like needs to be done.
Is this just what the budget will allow at this point for the five-year period?
Yeah, we have projections of what the tax revenues are going to be over the next 5 years, and this is what's allowed with the tax revenues that we're projected on getting. And as I said, the first couple of years are pretty well filled up to where we're using up all what we're projecting. We do leave some gap out in those years 3, 4, and 5 just to make sure that as needs arise, we have some flexibility for getting projects in there. But when we do our pavement and bridge maintenance, we look as far out as 10 to 15 years and try to cycle these jobs through. So we do have an idea of what's coming up, but we leave some flexibility in those years 3 and 4 because sometimes roads change over a matter of years or a couple months even, and they can deteriorate to where we need to get them added in.
Headlines were made recently regarding the federal dollars that were going to assist with the Roachport Bridge project on I-70. With a major project, something like that, does that have an impact on these local projects at all, or is that kind of a separate pool of money?
Well, in an indirect way, it does. So when a large project like Roachport or like what we completed over at Louisiana happens, you know, there are some federal funds that come into play. So both those projects got federal grants that came from the federal government that helped pay for some of that. At one time, there was a large pot of money, or not a large pot, but a pot of money statewide to do some large projects. But as funding starts to kind of get tighter, those pots are a little bit smaller. And Roachport was a problem because there was that pot of money wasn't really big enough to address the needs that were going to happen at Roachport. Federal grant that came along was very instrumental in us being able to pay for the replacement of the Roachport Bridge. The other thing that the federal grant actually did indirectly that's going to help local projects around here is that triggered $300 million in bonding that the state government had set up that was conditional upon getting that federal grant. So once that federal grant was received, we received that $300 million in bonding, or we will be. We're working on that right now. And that's going to help us get out and do some bridge projects, smaller bridge projects in the other districts where we've got some bridge projects coming on right now where that's going to help pay for them. And that opens up dollars for more projects around here that we're working with our planning partners to decide how we're going to spend that money.
Okay, so again, you can go online, check out these projects, MoDOT.org.
Yep.
And there is a separate STIP, STIP link, or what are we looking for then?
Well, when you go to MoDOT.org, across the top, there's some links, and one of them is called Programs. And if you put your mouse on top of the programs, it'll list some of the programs we have, and STIP is underneath that.
Very good. Brian Unteed is with me, area engineer. I know we also we think about with MoDOT simply roads and highways, but you're involved with the overall traffic safety program. I know in trying to reduce crashes, those type things. We're back to school now. What reminders would you like to pass along?
Well, just for all drivers, just want to remind everybody that we've got the buses back on the road. We have the bus stops. We have students, especially like in areas like Moberly, where we have a lot of students that walk to school or bike to school. The weather's nice right now, and there's a lot of students on the road that are pedestrians, and we want people to slow down, watch for them, be aware that they're out there. We ask people to watch for the buses at the bus stops, and just I know a lot of people, when they leave for work in the morning, they may be in a hurry, but this time of year, it's really better to slow down, take your time, put the phone down, make sure we buckle up and that we're aware, because there's a lot of changes going around. The traffic patterns change, and there's just people on the road now that weren't out there all summer, and we all get kind of used to being able to drive in the morning and not see the buses. Well, the buses are back out, and we need to be aware and look out for the safety of our kids and for the bus drivers out there as they're getting kids to school.
Yep, play it safe, no question about it. I always try to anticipate any time I see a bus that it may be stopping.
Yeah, I meet a bus on my way into work every morning, and sometimes it stops in an area, sometimes it doesn't. And when you see the bus, you need to almost anticipate that those yellow lights might kick on and be prepared to stop. It's a tough job for bus drivers, and I think as other drivers, we need to be aware of what they're dealing with and give them the time and the room and be ready that they may need to stop and pick up a student, and we need to anticipate that and be ready to slow down and stop.
All right, we're visiting with Brian Unteed here on our monthly MoDOT segment. We're going to talk a little bit about chip seals here in just a moment, but I brought up to him, I know we've had a few calls regarding the South Morley project. First of all, we'll begin with why it happened, and that was the winter that we had really took a toll on that section of road. It wasn't a total resurfacing project, right? I mean, you were trying to smooth it out the best you could.
That's correct. So so that section of road over the winter took a real beating, and we had a lot of concerns from people about the potholes that were out there. Early, we talked about our STIP, or our construction program, and why we are going to try to get a job out there in the next few years to completely resurface that. There was not one in the program for this year or next year, but our maintenance needs to be able to maintain that road, and the potholes were becoming quite a bit of work for them. So what our maintenance did was to go out there and address the worst areas. They took out some of the old pavement, they milled it up, and then they put some new pavement back in there. But our maintenance also covers a couple hundred miles of road in Randolph County that they have to take care of also. And so their budget is that they can't go through and relay all of Morley all at once. And so they could just address those worst areas, which meant patching. And for our listeners that are in the rural area, they're used to that. We're on a road that we can't go out and resurface the whole thing. We go out and we can patch the worst spots, kind of hold it together and keep the road safe. Well, this was the same type of project on South Morley, where we could just go out and address the worst spots. And so we milled those out and we put those patches in there. And a lot of the concerns we get from people is where the patches are, there's a bump that you hit when you transition onto the patch. And I think a lot of people expected that it was going to be a complete resurfacing. And unfortunately, that's going to be a few years out as we get more money into our construction program to do a complete resurfacing on it. But our maintenance did the best they could with the resources they had, and they did a good job to get those worst spots out. They got most of the potholes gone, and we traded out all the potholes for some of the bumps you hit when you hit the patches. And we understand people's concerns. We'd like to be able to go out and mill the whole road out and resurface it all nice and smooth, and And as I said, you know, hopefully down the line that's going to be coming, you know, when we can get some money in the STIP for that. But our maintenance, you know, their purpose was to go out there and try to get rid of as many of the potholes and keep that road maintainable for them over the next couple of years until we can do a complete resurfacing on it.
Yeah, and as you said, it is similar. I travel on a blacktop, and the patching is there to help smooth it out. Over time, will the bump kind of lessen and smooth out a little bit with traffic?
They do tend to smooth out a little bit, and sometimes, especially we get into winter, it's hard to tell how a road's going to react. We do know that we get a bad freeze-thaw process here in the state of Missouri, where over winter we have a lot of freezing and thawing, moisture getting into the ground, and so it does things with roads that most areas of the country don't have to deal with. But a lot of time those patches start to smooth out over time, and with the speed limit being 35 down there, we just ask people to drive the speed limit, take their time, and we understand the concern from the bumps, but at the same time the potholes that were down there needed to be addressed, and this was a job to address those potholes.
Yeah. All right, so chip seals now, Brian. What is chip seals and what's the benefit?
So that's been another question we've been getting a lot the last couple of weeks. We're doing a chip seal out on Route 3, and we have some people concerned about, you know, are you turning our road back to gravel? What are you doing? And we've talked about, you know, our construction program and trying to do the most with the dollars that we have. And doing a chip seal is like when you have a house with wood siding, you got to keep that wood siding painted, or you're going to have to replace the wood siding quite a bit, which is not cost efficient. Well, pavements are the same way. Is when you put a pavement down, there's oil and rock in that pavement, and that oil starts to dry out, and the rock starts to become exposed, and you can get moisture in it. Well, if you have the opportunity to get out on a road that's asphalt and put some oil back on the top of it, it seals that up and it keeps the water out of it. And chip seals will extend the life of the pavement. And instead of resurfacing a road every 8 years or 7 years, you can double the life of that pavement without necessarily paying twice the cost. The chip seals are a cost-efficient way to really extend out the life of that pavement. And that's one of the things that we're tasked with doing with the taxpayers, is use our money as efficiently as possible. So what a chip seal is we go out and we put a layer of oil on it, and we have some chips. They're usually about a quarter inch size to 3/8 inch size, and people don't want to drive through the oil, and so we put the chips down, and the chips kind of blot out the oil, and it keeps people from driving through the oil. What we really need from drivers is we need people to slow down on these roads. And when we chip seal, we have signs out for fresh oil, loose gravel. We have signs out to warn people about the no center stripe. And when they encounter these areas, we really ask them to slow down. We get concerns about the chips out there, you know, being flung up. And we ask drivers, slow down. That really reduces the number of people that have the chipped windshields or the concerns that they have for that, because really that becomes a factor. If people are driving over the speed limit or the speed limit, that they can throw a lot of those chips up on other drivers. And unfortunately, if you're speeding out there or driving faster than what you should, it's not going to affect necessarily your car. You're going to be throwing those chips up on your neighbor's cars. And so what we really need is everybody to slow down in these areas and give it time to set. And once it sets, it'll slow down. And we have a contractor out there that's doing that project, and they're keeping it swept off and doing what they can to address those issues. But from the drivers, we just ask you to slow down. We appreciate your patience with us on this. And these types of projects will help us get more bang for our buck on these roads, extend the life of them, and it really helps us out to extend our dollar.
And again, over time, it's going to blend in and smooth out, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So you do take a truck out and sweep the roads occasionally?
The contractor, when we do a chip seal like that, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we do, is we try to keep the chips swept off. So when they shoot the oil down and they put the chips down on top of it, it has to set, give it a little bit of time, and then we try to go out there and keep it swept. And that one out there is being done by a contractor, and they've been doing a good job trying to keep everything cleaned up. And then once it sets pretty well, there'll be a little bit of loose gravel, and that can get swept off too. And once it sets, it really doesn't need to be swept again. There's not a whole lot more gravel out there on that's loose than a lot of our other roads.
And I remember growing up when they just cake that oil. They pile it on the side, then it would come on, and then you just drive, and you could just hear it caking on the underneath of your vehicle.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way.
You talked to a lot of
the chip seal's got to be better.
The old-timers talked about going out and putting, they call it a windrow of materials out there. And people were kind of used to it.
Yeah.
And that's... that's one of the things that it's tough, because I think a lot of times now people expect just to always have that smooth road.
Yeah.
You know, without the bumps, without the patches, without the chip seals. And this is part of maintaining our roads and trying to get the most out of our dollars with them is the funding really isn't there to go out and resurface everything all the time every 5 years and always have a smooth road. Well, it's like I said, when you want to maintain your house, you got to keep that paint on your wood siding, and this is the same thing. We got to keep the water out of the road the best we can.
Where is the Route 3 resurfacing then? How's that coming along?
I believe they're getting along pretty good. They've made a lot of progress on that, and it should be close to wrapping up, or if not, already done.
All right, sounds good. Brian, good update. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate you having me.
You got it. Area engineer Brian Unte joining me here in our monthly MoDOT segment on Quicksland this morning.